Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
What's good, everybody? Money Monday. Hey, what's good, family? Money Monday of the city. Happy Labor Day. Coming out of Labor Day weekend, it is Monday, September 5th, 2011. Hey, happy birthday to Glenda Hyman, Sherry Smith out in VA, celebrating birthdays today. My cousins, again, Glenda Hyman, Sherry Smith, big up, happy birthday. Again, Money Monday in the city, happy Labor Day weekend. Labor Day, did you chill today? Or did you have to work? Were you out there laboring? Hey, we back into our Money Monday money series tonight. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. Come on and join us. We're talking about some disciplines as well as we're trying to beat that and build wealth. You are inside Money Monday, 917-889-3926. Jump on it. This is Boston. I'm a virgin. We'll be right back. Game Hop Radio Live.
Yes. Ladies, you know.
When I opened the door, I saw her standing. Trench coat, high heels, body romantic. I told her to go over to the couch and relax. Lay her down, massage oils on her back. Turned her over and kissed her until she wanted it. Whispered in the ear that I ain't stopping till the morning then. Picked her up and then took her into the bedroom. Put her on the king size bed, plenty leg room. Kissing on her neck, grabbing her love handles. It's amazing the fact that love handles. Gently went down till my head was on her navel. Ate the box like only a real man would be able. I can hear her saying it's her body that I own. So my tongue went deeper every time that she moaned. She came up from the aquafina float that I drowned in. Put the condom on and went deeper than a mile, man. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip of this love potion. At the start of verse 2, I'm on round 3. She came 4 times, got that pussy in a mild sleep. As I lay next to him, thinking, damn, man. Clothes on the floor, underwear on the lampstand. Crazy wild sex, beat it up like a Van Damme. Say I got a stronger bat than that nigga Bam Bam. We just making up for the time we ain't seen each other. When we away, she send a text saying she feeling rubbers. I'm talking magnums, put it on and it's platinum. It's funny how we're opposites attract like a magnet. You got me feeding up, thinking I needed patches on me. Is it weird that I want your nail scratches on me? Thinking the deep strokes when your head is resting on me, breathing so hard that you couldn't give a testimony. I just want to make you feel good, real spit. Girl, I promise no bullshit. Boss. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip of this love potion.
Thank you.
WHACT, Mahama Radio Live. Welcome back. You're inside Money Monday. That was Boston. I'm a virgin. Coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's your hip-hop informer, Tia Mahaman, all the way live. A little under the weather, but she's live. Domare, all the way live from Chesapeake tonight. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. All right, all right, all right. Excuse the background noise.
That's what's good. All the way live from New Ark, Delaware. Keep it up, Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, now. Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
We are good. We are good. Let's jump right to it. Hey, but before we start talking about the finance piece, right, I want to talk about discipline. Disciplines. What do I mean by discipline? Self-control. And not just self-control, but really how we go about doing things, our vigor, our mode of operating. Four tips tonight, along with we're talking about mutual funds, and we're going to get into, you know, bargain shopping, and we've talked about bargains before with Toya inside of our finance segments. But discipline number one. One thing that I think we all really, really need to focus on in a world that is full of hustle and bustle, get it done now, get it done fast, do five, six things at one time. We love this new thing in our culture, and I do it, and I challenge other people to do it, is to multitask. I'm sure you're familiar, Toya, with multitasking. I'm sure you're familiar, Domare, with multitasking. That is typically a positive thing in our culture, right? To be able to effectively multitask, right?
Yes, I do agree.
Tori, what would you say?
Yes, especially in the workplace with most businesses and professions that you're in. If you can't multitask, you pretty much don't have a job.
Yeah, you're in a tough place if you're unable to multitask. And I think efficiency is important when it comes to multitasking, right? But as we're talking about beating debt and building wealth, I would challenge you to think the complete opposite as it relates to accomplishing your personal goals. Human beings are really wired to do only one thing at a time with excellence. Although we try to do multiple things at a time, we're only wired to do one thing at a time with excellence. To achieve results with excellence, you must focus on a few widely important goals and set aside, you know, the merely important ones. Choose to do a few things with excellence rather than a whole lot of things, and you do it with mediocrity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Would you agree? Would you not agree? Does that make sense when you're trying to really accomplish some things, not necessarily on the job, but in your life? Because I think we have a lot of irons in the fire, but at the end of the day, are we really accomplishing a whole lot?
Exactly. Ask that question all the time.
Yeah, it's really important. It's really important. You got to create some well-crafted goals. You know, be specific and clear when you're trying to accomplish something. Explicitly linked to a strategy. You got to have some strategies, some steps. Write it out in plain English. You know, one thing that I would encourage us: bite-sized chunks versus, you know, like trying to shove the whole thing, you know, down somebody's throat, or you trying to accomplish it in one swoop. If you're like me, I like it done. I like it done right now. But those around me are helping me to understand, guess what? My right now is not realistic. And then you have to be measurable. You know, you have to be able to measure what it is you're trying to do. So, again, we're just talking about a few disciplines tonight as we jump back into our Money Monday series. And I'm sure Toya has some tips for us coming up here soon. Here is hashtag OG. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm online right now. Trying to stay connected to the world via Twitter. Let go. Yeah. Y'all follow me, man. At OG Music. And this is no privacy. Yeah.
Boy, I'm about to start a trend. I'm about to put my swag on it. Better yet, a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up.
so bruh, I'm feeling real good. A little bit conceited. If you feel the same way, hell gone and retweet it. So gone like Lady B, following arrows like Key. Iconic like J.C. on and getting live like G. Plus I stay up in my mo like Young S.I.P.P. I'm representing Slip and Slide, Pristine and D.D.D. Old Town is my stomping ground, but I live in Tennessee. I can't forget New Orleans, that's where they raised me. I'ma do this to the day the good Lord lays me. 6 feet deep, until then I'ma tweet.
Boy, I'm about to start a trend. I'm about to put my swag on it. Betty had a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, put your sweat up. Roll up and follow me, nigga. Hey, I'm about to start a trend. And I'm about to put my swag on it. Betty had a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, put your sweat up. Roll up and follow me, nigga.
Hashtag, get the picture. I'm flashing for the twit pit, going off that oil, and I'm feeling like a dipstick. I'm enlisted, and the pound is some sick shit, cause I spit blitz, hashtag feel this, hashtag I'm a genius, when I'm hitting you with that ill verse, I'm something so addictive like this social network, puns make your head turn till your fucking neck hurts, you just gotta mention me if you want the next excerpt. Sweet master, or better yet, the expert. Hashtag, you don't want to imagine my next verse. When I spit pack curves all over your sweatshirt and got your shit thinking I'm a sweat her. Pound bitch, please. I wouldn't fuck if I had a disease. I'm trying to make a lot of bread out these fucking seeds. And if a sucker disagrees, pound, come see me. Hashtag, watch me live what I speak.
Boy, I'm about to start a trend. I'm about to put my swag on it. Betty had a hashtag. On it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, put your sweat up. Roll up and follow me, nigga. Hey, I'm about to start a trend. And I'm about to put my swag on it. Betty had a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, put your sweat up. Roll up and follow me, nigga.
Tim Hyman Radio Live, thanks for joining us this Money Monday, where we'll be focusing on how to buy big, big bargains and understanding investments, which a lot of people do not, and we actually touched on that maybe about a month and a half ago, just talking about investments and mutual funds, so we'll dig a little deeper into that this evening. I know Dee Dee has a little knowledge on mutual funds. Terrence, I believe you're learning about that in your class, if I'm not mistaken. Are you
I
not?
Am. That's right.
Yeah, that's a lot of misunderstandings when it comes to mutual funds and CDs and all of that good stuff. So I think it's good that people get some type of knowledge about it, even if it's just enough.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think at this point I have just enough probably to be real, real dangerous because I think for me what was real simple but somewhat prolific, the whole concept behind a mutual fund and what a mutual fund really is. And I really didn't know, even though I understand what mutual, the term mutual means, I really didn't know that a mutual fund was just that, a fund established by mutual people who've all kind of, you know, chipped in to create this large fund. And then they invest into other things. I really didn't know that's what a mutual fund was. And I'm like, wow, that's like common sense. So, again, you know, so we'll talk about that tonight as I've become a little more educated. You all are already there. We'll continue to share with our audience. Again, it's Labor Day, coming out of Labor Day weekend, Monday, September 5th, and we are inside our Money Monday series. Hey, ground rules for big bargain shopping. The bottom line is you have to create a win-win situation. You know, you cannot have healthy relationships and build wealth, you know, with lies and, you know, trying to get over as a part of your foundation. You know, there's some real simple tricks to the trade, and it's there's the proper approach to getting a great deal always starts off with the truth. In no way can you misrepresent yourself or the truth when you're trying to negotiate and get a good deal. I know a lot of people go in scamming, scheming and scamming off the top, you know, versus really going in open and honest, you know, trying to create a win-win situation. Those are the best deals. So always go in, you know, truthfully, not misrepresenting yourself or the situation. Number two, you know, have no set agenda to harm the other party. And when I say harm the other party, again, don't go in scamming, you know, trying to get over in any way. You know, lies and harm. Don't do that. Create a win-win situation. Have those principles played themselves out to be true to your benefit, Toya or Didi? Do you want to speak to that? That how just being outright truthful works every time versus scamming? Because I have my own experience and it works.
Well, yeah, it works. I mean, I know that when Domer and I are together, we start with the basics. We hit you with the, I have a coupon. I don't have one. Do you have one that I can use? How about an employee discount, AAA, military? So we start with the basics from the door as soon as we walk to the register. And if we don't have any of that, then we'll start asking for some other things, you know. How about your discount? Well, can you do anything else for us? So it's always truthful, you know. I think a lot of people miss out on bargains just for the basics. I mean, you know, people don't want to use coupons. People don't ask, you know. A closed mouth can't be fed. Same principle applies to getting discounts. Yet no one's going to give it to you if you don't ask for it. So, you know, I know we start off with the basics that any and everybody can do. You don't have to be a negotiator. You know, you don't have to come out with a scheme, you know, of how you can get over another person. Just ask. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a cultural thing or if this is just in my circle of friends, or maybe I need to get new friends. I don't know. But it seems to be, it seems to me, and I'm being facetious, really. It's not necessarily amongst my circle of friends, but I've seen it. So I don't know if it's cultural or if it's just people. But, like, today, there was a charge for $10 out at a park. It was a beach. They charged you $10. If I could have gotten out of paying this $10 some way, somehow, I would have. But I had stuff in the car, and, you know, so paid the $10. Now, there was another group of people, different ethnicity, who I'm sure had the $10, and $10 wasn't a problem. If I had it, I'm sure they had it. But they didn't pay the $10. They parked right on the outskirts of where you park to pay and then just kind of walked in so that they didn't have to pay the $10. The point in what I'm trying to say is some people don't try hard enough to save money. We don't think out of the box. We don't ask for discounts. We don't use coupons because we think using coupons or asking for a discount, it demeans you in some way. There's a certain, you know, group of people who always have to be seen as somebody with money. My whole point is you gotta stop worrying about how people view you and what people think you have. We're talking about beating debt and creating wealth. It starts with being honest with yourself. Forget about what somebody thinks about you. You got to think about your future and think about your current status. But try to save money as best you can. Now, I wasn't mad at those people at all. If I didn't have anything in my car that I had to actually bring on to the beach, I probably would have parked on the outskirts and walked too, just to try to save money. But to some people, that might be an embarrassment, or it might harm their ego in some way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I definitely understand what you're saying, but I think that when you start to spend time around people who have money, and you see how they earn their money and how they keep their money,
all of those notions go right out
the window. Yes, they save. They have no problem with asking. for a discount or asking not to have to pay for something. So when you start to spend time around people that aren't, you know, you do have some people that are just cheap and they want to get out of everything, and then you have people that are really trying to save money. So, you know, when you start spending time around people who have money and you see how they get the money, how they keep the money, then it changes how you think about asking for discounts and, you know, things of that sort. So,
absolutely. When we come back, we'll talk about how to approach negotiating. It's Money Monday.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
I need it, I mean it. I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby girl, I'm
DM Hyman Radio Live. That's John Brown, Sex on My Money. Welcome back to the show. You're inside Money Monday, this September 5th, Labor Day. You got Toya live out of Newark. Coming up with the finance segment, we got Domare live out of Chesapeake tonight. The first key, you got three real keys to helping you to buy big with bargains. The first key to opening the door to huge bargains is really learning how to negotiate everything. Some of us just go with the flow. We never ask for the, you know, ask for a discount, ask can we have, you know, a few dollars off of this, a few dollars off of that. And I'm telling you right now, you got to learn how to negotiate. Learn how to negotiate. Win-win deals really do work. Toya just said it. You can't be afraid to ask. Ask for the deal. I will no longer buy retail anymore, period, in my life, because I've kind of learned how to finesse the power of negotiating. And too many internet, you know, sites with deals, you know, too many outlets with deals for you to really be spending a whole lot of money. Learn how to buy off-season ahead of the game, you know. Ask for the deal. Ask for the deal. And Toya, I know you do that all the time.
Yes, ask all the time. Doesn't matter where you're at, you ask. Like I said, I know Domare and I, when we go out shopping together, that's what we do. You open your mouth and you ask for something. So.
Yeah, that's the first key, learning how to negotiate. Seven basic rules of negotiating. Again, we told you, you got to tell the truth. Tell the truth. And guess what? Even when you don't tell somebody something, It's still like lying. If you didn't tell somebody something that you were supposed to tell them, if they had known it would have changed the situation, that means you lied to them. You weren't upfront with them. You weren't honest. So absolute truth. That's the first basic rule to negotiate. Number two, guess what? The power of cash is something serious. Cash is powerful. Cash is emotional. Cash is visual. Cash has immediacy. What do we mean? If you go into the store and, you know, the purchase price of the item is $650, that's what they're asking, and you walk in the store with $480, guess what? There's a possibility that you might walk out of the store with that item for $480 versus $650 if you go in with cash. Is anybody a witness to that? Domare, can you speak to that any?
Yes, I can. I went in to buy a carpet, actually, and I told the dude I needed a carpet tonight. I had $160, and I wanted a specific size, and he said, well, do you got cash? I said, well, yes, I do. He said, well, you can have this tonight. And he gave it to me on the spot. It was like a $240 rug. It was a California Bubba, and I got it for $160 because I had cash on the spot.
Because you had cash on the spot. Again, cash is powerful. Cash is emotional. Cash is visual. Cash has immediacy that credit and payment plans just don't have, baby. Hey, understand and use the walk-away power. Toya, what is the walk-away power?
Okay, if you're not going to give it to me for what I want, I'm going to walk away because someone else will.
Just walk away?
Simple as that. Just walk away.
Simply walk away. If someone's unwilling to negotiate with you, unwilling to work with you, and you have cash and you've already been up front, guess what? Walk away. I guarantee you, if you turn your back, pull your shoulders back, walk forward, and don't look back with any type of hesitation, they're going to call you back. Just shut up, which is tip number four after you apply that walk away power. Guess what? Just shut up. Keep it moving. And if they don't call you back, guess what? Go negotiate with someone else. Number five, out of the seven basic rules for negotiating, that's not good enough. Don't be afraid to tell somebody. That's not good enough. Guess what? Henry Kissinger said, that's not good enough all the time. And guess what? He was a pioneer in world-class negotiating because every time somebody brought something back to him, he said, that's not good enough, until they were totally exacerbated. And then he said, okay, now let's talk. Never be afraid to tell somebody that's not good enough if you don't think it's not good enough. Number six, good guy, bad guy. Good guy, bad guy. Somebody has to be the good guy. Somebody has to be the bad guy in every situation. Let that be someone that you take with you. It could be your significant other. It could be your spouse. It could be your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. But travel with someone, because at the end of the day, there always has to be a good guy and a bad guy. You stay the good guy with the cash, and always keep a bad guy to tell you to come on, let's get out of here. You know, that always helps to to balance it out a little bit. And then number seven, again, we're just trying to help you tonight. The first key to buying big bargains is negotiating. We've shared six tips, and here's number seven. The if I take away technique. If I take away technique. Now, what does that mean to you, Toya? When you hear that, what does that mean?
Well, it could be a few things, but if I take away technique, you can usually ask for more or get more than what you normally would than if you weren't to ask for anything. I know that my husband does that a lot. He's a negotiator, every sense in the word. He's very frugal, if I must say. I don't like to use the word cheap or frugal. But, it depends on how you want to look at it, but I know his whole technique is, well, if I give you this amount of money, instead of getting just the TV, can I get the TV with the TV stand? Or if I do
That's
this,
correct.
Will you be willing to give me that? So asking
exactly.
for something to go with. So if they can't give you exactly what you want, then ask for something else with it. I mean, like the perfect example, if I give you this much money for this TV, you're not negotiating the price on that, can I at least get the stand to go with it? You know, okay, well, I'm getting the car. Well, can I get 6 months of car wash and free oil change and blah, blah, to go with it? So always ask for something to go along with what your regular purchase is, because someone will give you something. Even if they can't bend on the price, they can always throw something else in on the deal. So,
and that's exactly what the if I concept or if I technique really means. Be willing to negotiate and almost make people, you know, at least consider something outside of what they had initially considered. If you're working with cash, if I technique, it really, really works. You know, if you walk away with more than what you bargained for, guess what? It was worth the deal. J-God, call me later. Up next, finance.
Later. God, yeah, I'm in this bitch. About to spaz on these niggas like Menendez did. Gotta trash these niggas, grab me a missus and beat it up on the bathroom fixture in the crab position. Listen, I've been doing it well since I was 12, baby. She moved it slow like she rockin' the R-tail, baby. Her and her friend, we could meet at the hotel. Lay me down, let them run they train. I don't run no game, I'm a vet in the game. Nita Dame is my pet, and she claimed my set to the death, and she rap like a congressman. Use her mouth when she take off the condom. Damn,
hey, what
that's
you doing, y'all? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shawty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later.
Make it quick.
Call me later.
I used to say, practice makes perfect, but that was a lesson. Perfect, practice makes perfect, I perfected perfection, but that's some other shit. Hit me up later on this number, bitch. I'm like, what the hell, like, for a fair price? You get naked, yeah, right. Like I pay for pussy, the menus I've been done, did it. Take down these 10 digits, 50 second nigga, 1 minute. But I ain't got much rap, bruh, shaps to you muskrat. Point blank, just a hush that. Fruity thanks, I will punch that. I'm hungry with my lunch chef.
What you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. Call me later.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. J God, call me later. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with our finances, Toya.
Good evening.
It's called delayed reaction.
I know, I see. No, tonight I just wanted to touch on free checking accounts. In the past, we've discussed the differences between different checking and savings accounts. We've also touched on credit unions versus standard traditional banks and financial institutions. We know that most credit unions normally offer free checking, and if you don't have a family member in a credit union, your employer does not offer some type of membership through a credit union, there are still ways to clear the hurdles of free checking through a standard financial institution. Despite of what we may have mentioned before, what may you may have heard here recently, free checking accounts aren't dead. They still are available. However, you might have to work harder to find them, or you might have to meet tougher requirements to avoid fees, especially among the bigger banks. So the one thing you may want to do is check, your bigger banks and see who offers, if you're student checking accounts. A lot of times with student checking accounts, you don't have a lot of check writing privileges. You may have to do a lot of online banking and not have access to a lot of face-to-face teller and bank personnel, but it a lot of times cuts back on your fees. Also look for accounts that are tied into your savings. A lot of times, if you have accounts that are tied into your savings, you keep a certain balance in either one of those accounts, then they'll also waive your checking account fees for that. You can look for business accounts. If you have a business, you own a business, there are different stipulations with businesses depending on how much money you have in your account or how much money you have going into your account, the number of checks you write per month and things of that sort. A lot of fees can be waived. Just make sure you're not caught off guard. Make sure you read all the correspondence and any type of electronic messages from the banks so you're aware of any changes and you can take steps to avoid new fees. There are a lot of changes that are going on over the past year, and the continually changing within banking system. So make sure you read all of the fine print. It's a lot, and it comes very often. But when you don't read it, that's when you miss out on the key facts that will actually cost you money in the long run. Make sure you consider alternative accounts. You might want to switch to a different type of account to avoid fees instead of being a, you know, having a classic checking account. Again, you may want to look for a student account, a business account, or maybe what they call e-accounts or online banking. Again, you don't have access or you have a limited amount of time that you can spend with tellers or face-to-face banking, but it saves you a lot of money in fees because you're pretty much doing all the work yourself either through ATM or through online banking. Make sure you meet any conditions. A lot of checking accounts, you have to make sure you have a certain amount or balance in your account to avoid the $5, $8, $9. Some checking account fees are as high as $10 for personal checking accounts. So just make sure you're meeting all of the conditions to make sure that you do not incur any additional fees. Especially if you're using debit cards, a lot of companies, banks, they will only give you a certain number of debit card transactions that you can use each month. And once you go over them, you may incur some more fees. So make sure you keep that in mind. Opt for high-interest checking. High interest really is not a lot with any of these accounts, savings and checking accounts, but, you know, 0.25%, you may be able to beat that and find somebody who's giving 1.5%. Or some federal credit unions and banks may offer up to 3.51%. So, you know, make sure you check the different interest checking accounts to see what you can actually earn on, which may actually balance out what the fees are. Just search for deals. There are plenty of free and low-requirement accounts, especially in small banks, credit unions, and online banks. Just, again, you have to keep track of the number of checks you write, the number of face-to-face teller visits, and your balances that you keep in your account. The one thing you can make sure you check up on or you should check up on that can help you avoid fees is a lot of banks will waive fees if you have a certain amount of direct deposit coming into your account every month. Some banks it could be as low as $100. Other banks it may start at $250. But if you can somehow manage to have direct deposit coming into your account, you know, with each paycheck that will meet that requirement, then you won't have to pay those $5, $8, or $10 fees. So, you know, although there aren't a lot of free checking accounts out there, you do have some that you can take advantage of. You just have to make sure you meet certain conditions. So, you know, do a little searching, you know, read up on the different types of accounts that are out there, because even though you may think $5 or $8 is not a lot of money, when you do that over a course of a year or a few years, it adds up. And that's money that you could be using on other things or money that you can be saving and investing in your future. So just keep those things in mind when you are looking for a checking account and how to, you know, spot free checking or avoid additional fees.
Money, love. Money, love.
should give if you say you love me too. I don't care too much for money, 'cause money can't buy me love, can't buy me love.
Here, I might listen. listen to you and don't bring your friends, they can be it too. Yeah, but why do I be feeling so alone? Feeling like a BlackBerry surrounded by iPhones. But I got it, I got it. Hello world, I got it. Your boy is hot, I got it.
Hello, hello,
hello,
I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello,
you might hear me on the radio, see me on a video I put on, but for my city,
I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello.
Financial advice, excuse me. My medicine is kicking in, so I'm like, hey, you have to forgive me about that. I'm so sorry. You got to understand, everybody, well, I'm on medication right now and cut my eyeball. So I'm a little loose right now.
Look, I was holding it on this end over here, holding it, holding it. Folks, just to let you know, Domain typically on point. Domain is typically on point. Although she's sounding a lot like CeeLo this evening. Hey, we'll be back on the show on Wednesday. We'll be back on the show on Wednesday. Hey, let me just say, Domain actually cut her pupil. And she is really struggling seeing right now. So the fact that she was able to bring us back from the last break, I'm like, it's like comedy. But Domain, we appreciate you. You know, we got you back. We are inside Money Monday this evening. You might not be able to read the liner or see what's happening, but you can speak out of your own experiences. She will be better. So I'm not laughing because she cut her pupil clearly. She's getting better. She'll be better soon. She's been down for a few days, so we're just glad you're rocking with us tonight inside Money Monday. Domea, live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. We were talking about tips regarding negotiating before we actually took that last break. We were talking about the first key to huge bargains being negotiating, and it started off with tell the truth, use cash. The cash is powerful. It's visual. It's immediate. Or use that walk away power. Just shut up, you know, when you walk away. Walk away, and if they don't call you back, guess what? That deal was not meant to happen. But don't be afraid to ask for the deal. You know, state that's not good enough. You know, if you want to pay $500 and they want you to pay $700, you say that's not good enough, you know, and you walk away. You know, play that good cop, bad cop deal. You know, bring somebody with you. You be the good cop, you got cash. You know, have somebody that's the bad cop. That's going to, you know, pull you out the store, you know, and then, hey, do that whole if I take away, you know, technique. You know, if I take away this, can I get that? You know, if you take away that, can I get this? You know, the power of negotiating, that was the first key. The second key to opening up a huge door to bargains is you must have patience. You must have patience. Most people can't walk away from the item because they've already married the item before they even purchased it. They married the item once they actually, you know, saw it. And you can't get married to an item before you purchase it. Domir, I'm sure you have gotten married to many items before you have purchased them, but we are much wiser and smarter. We once were blind, but now we see.
And that right now is now I'm blind. Man, I cracked myself so hard. Okay. Yes,
literally
I have before, yes, and yes, I have walked that road, but now I'm much smarter.
That's fun. Can you think of one item in particular that you had to have? And after the fact, you was like, I shouldn't have purchased it. You enjoy it, you like it, but you knew you shouldn't have purchased that damn item. You or Toya, you either look. I have a boat. I have a boat that is sitting on my property right now. The boat has been sitting on my property since I purchased it. I knew what needed to be done to the boat when I purchased it, but I also knew when I purchased it, I shouldn't have purchased the damn boat. I knew that when I purchased it. So why did I purchase it? I have no idea. I wanted a boat. The boat is still sitting in the same place I put it the day I purchased it. Hasn't gone any further. Do you all have one of those items?
I can't say that I've had a good waste of money like that, Terrence. I've purchased like maybe.
I'm trying to sell the boat right now. If anybody wants to take the boat off my hand, hit me up, send me an email, tmimaradiolive@gmail.com. I'm trying to get rid of this damn boat.
I mean, is it a nice boat or is it like dinghy light?
It's a sports boat. It's a very nice boat. It is a very nice sports boat. Domer, did you see the boat when you were in Florida?
No, I did not see the boat.
Okay. The boat was right in the back. It is a very nice boat. I'm going to put some pictures up to show people how nice the boat is here soon. I'm really trying to get rid of it. Really, I'm not playing. But you said you do not have an item like that, Toya. Domer, do you have an item that you know for a fact you shouldn't have purchased that item?
Besides my shoes that I have.
That's what I was
going to
say. Yeah, other than a pair of shoes you put on one night.
Yeah, I'm a person who buys an outfit, buys a pair of shoes, and I'm a one-time shoe winner, so therefore I have collected many of shoe. Now, do I need the shoe? No, because I'm pretty sure I have a shoe that already go with this outfit. Needless to say, I get that shoe. But a boat, no. No, I don't get a boat.
Hey,
I mean, really, though, Terrence, a boat, like, I'm going to get that. Like, that's not something you just said. I need that. What are you, a boat?
Let me tell you. I thought I needed it becoming a Floridian 3 years ago when I got here. I realized I don't have time to take a damn boat out, and now I'm just trying to get rid of it. But guess what? I've always been that impulse shopper. So Dave Ramsey and Financial Peace and your financial tips, and that's why I'm so serious about these Money Mondays, because guess what? A lot of people make money that they could live decently off of, but too many of us spend just as much money as we make. And because we don't have the right education, the right guidance, the right people in our life to say, you know what? You're a damn fool. So we're trying to keep y'all from being the damn fool that I've been over the years. We'll be right back. Money Monday.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Overdose. Money Boy Entertainment. Let's go.
Pills and drugs, pills and drugs. We the on them pills, I pop my pills and drugs. Pills and drugs, we the on them pills, I pop my pill. I smoke my drug, I pop my pill. I smoke my drug, I pop my pill. I
just sit, man, thought that shit, cause getting live is what we do. Fuck up the blood, nigga, smoke a few. Niggas looking all confused, you and two. If you knew what that shit'll do to you. Pills and drugs, we on that shit. We pop that shit, we love that shit. Marijuana blowing shit. Let it drop and watch it hit us, motherfuckers, love that shit. Kill my mans, I kill your bitch. Kill me and your family, and I'm gone by noon, you done by six. OMG, another split, can't even smoke a pound of shit. Those so dry, I'm gagging, bitch. I'm overdose, I'm laughing, bitch. I've been in the front, y'all lagging, bitch. It's coming to drop a plastic, bitch. I'm on some O, Max and shit. Some O, Freeport, Miss Jackson shit. We fresh out the pills and grab them, bitch.
Pills and drugs. We be on them pills, I pop my pills and dro, pills and dro. We be on them pills, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro. Pills and dro, pills and dro. We be on them pills, I pop my pills and dro, pills and dro. We be on them pills, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my dro.
Hotline Radio Live by special request from that crew out there in Digstown, VA. That's overdose pills and dro. I say leave the pills alone, leave the dro alone. We're talking about beating debt and building wealth, and plus, reading is fundamental. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. Welcome back inside Money Monday, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, we've been giving you tips tonight on ways to acquire big bargains. We talked about negotiating. We talked about being patient, not becoming married to the item. And next, we want to tell you that, you know, the biggest way to opening a huge door to bargain is, you know where to find the deals. Nowhere to find the deals. Nine times out of ten, if you're going to Macy's, unless it's a holiday, you're not going to get a deal. Dillard's, guess what? Dillard's had deals all the time. Nowhere to go find the deals if you're looking for a good deal. When you think of one or two places, where do you all know you can go get a deal? I know Dillard's, I can always find a good deal. What can you always find a good deal?
Well, it depends on what you're shopping for at the time.
Well, that's definitely true. So if I'm looking for clothes,
what do you know, Eddie?
You don't buy clothes with coupons, do you?
Who doesn't?
Okay.
Closed? You can buy clothes with coupons?
Well, yeah, I get coupons emailed to me every day, throughout the day, for several different stores. You need to be on somebody's email list or two as well, so you can get some 25% off, 40% off, buy one, get one free. Are you serious, Ted?
I didn't know off of clothes, though. I thought it was, see, that's my ignorance. That's why I like doing shows like this. People think it's a game. It's like, it's a series. We really learning. I mean, come on. Now I know. No,
yeah,
I've never used a coupon for clothes ever.
I mean, if you say you can go to Dillard's is equivalent to Macy's. Macy's has coupons out every single week that you can use on top of clearance and sale items. So I know if Macy's does, Dillard's does.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. I need you to start flipping through Sunday papers. It's not just clipping coupons for household items. You can use those in different departments.
And that's mostly what I think of. I think of food. I think of toilet paper when I think of coupons. And I'm not sure I'm the only person. I'm almost positive I'm not the only person that has that mindset.
Real, I mean, you shoes sneak like you don't get coupons for shoes and I don't know, I'm just kind of taken aback by that.
good type of work.
Oh, I cracked myself so up. I'm taking it back by that
there. Serious. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not a big coupon person. I've just started really. I've always been a person that looked for deals when I'm out shopping, only because, you know, I do outlet malls when it really comes to the shopping. So, I mean, I've been able to finesse that in a major way. I shop off season as well. So, you know, in the fall, I'm shopping for the summertime. In the summertime, I'm shopping for the fall, typically. And I keep up. I try to, you know, keep up with, you know, fashion as best I can without trying to keep up with the Joneses, because I'm not definitely I don't have the Joneses budget, and I'm not trying to keep up with the budget, but I want to stay, you know, swaggy and, you know, up to par. So I've never used a coupon, so that's new to me.
I mean, like, if you take a quick poll,
most impulse buyers don't use coupons because they buy on the fly. And I have to, sometimes I'm an impulse buyer too, so I know that. And you stub your toe when you're like, dang, I could have got that on sale. I've seen the coupon in hindsight. But most impulse buyers don't use coupons. They only think about it because they buy it on the fly.
I do not think about it at all. But guess what? I got folks like you who are helping to change that, because we're talking about beating debt and building wealth. We'll keep this conversation going. We're going to fast forward on to mutual funds after Entertainment National News, and which I'll be doing in place of CeeLo tonight. We'll be right back. You're inside Money Monday, TM Hyman Radio Live. Whoa! It's 11:10. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Yeah.
Tell the motherfucking niggas back up. Don't you even ask a question, I'll address
second. Now I add your pressure. Break the neck up. Disrespect the moody kill him. Before I kill him.
Man, America's can't equal punishment. We got the world up in our hand and we play it catch. We don't give a damn at what you suck and stress. Because our sex grade vision leave your bitch in dread. And she ain't trying to leave. Because we drop balls heavy and atomically. So sonically, we leave her body weak. Because we just drained our veins on her bedroom sheet.
Suckers ain't problems, we don't even swear. Boy, if you hot, then I'ma let her swear. If I say F you, I mean every letter. Mr. Surfer, they can leave you dead in the gear. Got my nose running, getting wet money. Till you live in my shoes, you ain't never seen nothing. Suckers in the back, always be running. The loud niggas talking, be the first niggas running. Who is you to impose me? I know you see we in another league. CMG and wet money, I promise you stay in sucker free.
WHAC, TMI Radio Live, TMG, Wet Money, coming to you with Entertainment National News, all the way live out of... in place of CeeLo Buxton tonight. Entertainment National News, brought to you by HAC Media. Single Ladies, that hit series featuring our friend Lisa Ray, and what is Dash, Stacey Dash, has been renewed. That was a hit on VH1 this season, coming back in the fall. New romantic comedy. Got kind of fiery. Some bad chicks, though. So be on the lookout for Single Ladies returning for a new season. Waka Flocka Flame stays in the news. Waka Flocka, along with P. Diddy and Rick Ross, raised a lot of noise as they got together to discuss a new video. Kind of shut down the streets when they were all hanging out together. Waka Flocka, P. Diddy, and Rick Ross. Waka always, I'll tell you this, Waka Flocka stays relevant. If nothing else, he stays relevant. WHAC, Center Stage Live presents just that, the return of Center Stage Live to the Tampa Improv. Coming, the first show is going to be held Tuesday, October 25th. There's a series of three shows, cash prize of $1,000. That's the first place, actually, not $1,000, $1,000. In cash and prizes, with the $500 prize, along with a video package that totals $1,000. Second place, $300. Third place, $150. Again, this is going down at the Tampa Improv Tuesday, October 25th. That's the first show. Starting off with 15 artists, dwindling down to about 7 to 8 artists, to dwindle down to about 5 artists. Four to five artists who are going to all compete for, actually, instead of five artists, to all compete for the top prizes. Come out to the Tampa Improv if you're in the Tampa area, October 25th. Kicks it off at Center Stage Live. This will all be recorded for the CW Channel 44 and all of the cable affiliates. So guess what? it's time for you to step into the spotlight and be seen on television. If you have talent, come on. Center Stage Live at the Tampa Improv. You can hit HAC up at 813-503-5609, 813-503-5609, or 757-714-4006. Chris Brown comes to the uh, 305 Payne Amphitheater, coming to Tampa. Chris Brown coming. Tickets are on sale right now, Master. This has been your entertainment and national news segment coming to you live. I don't think I did CeeLo justice. I don't think she was listening, so I think she'll be okay. This is LD, Like That, Team Hammer Radio Live. It's up 11:26.
You know what it is.
I just want to bring it.
You feel real good,
go ahead and bring it.
I think they like it like that.
Can you feel it?
Make it clap like that. Like that. Like that. Like that. Like that. I think they like it like that. Like that. If you feel it, make it clap like that.
Make it clap like this. Make it clap like that. I'm something that hate on, but you can't be mad. How you gon' be mad, homie? I can't explain why my chicks be bad. And how they throw it in the bag. And your chicks looking through the window feeling so sad. Tricks if you got a supply, the duffel bag. Flies a hovercraft, different level of swag. A different level, I'm giving you something new. Tired of the same songs and lines is overdue. And I don't wanna compare to none of you. I just want you to put your hands in the air and bring them to them. Make them clap, clap. I know you like it like that. When LG pick a track like that.
I think they like it like that.
You know
it is. If you feel it, make your clap like that.
I'm into all of y'all, can't limit to one girl. That girl buy expensive things, I'm talking black pearl. And when she feeling good, she my little black pearl. I got a blonde, I remain the color cool with. Yeah, she got her own, she just bought a cool whip. The others I be hitting parties with. Talking about some girls, making dudes getting jealous with. Yeah, I'm soup fly to the toes. Pressing in Febreze, you already know. They ask me why I'm so cold. Cause I'm cooler than a fan, let the wind chill blow. Yeah, I know you like it like that. When LG pick a track like that.
I think they like it like that.
Like
that. If you feel it, make you clap like that.
Miss up 3 points, so no need for rebound. Alpine speakers bumping so heavy. I'm just trying to go forward, so no need for a Chevy.
Yeah,
people asking questions like, damn, who is he? Second guess yourself, just to make you too iffy. But I'm the real deal, big dough. And I'm ready, no SpongeBob. My white friends say I'm red. See me riding through the sky, higher than a climax. Yeah, I know you like it like that. When LG pick a track like that. Let me
Money Monday, 917-889-3926. It is Labor Day, and it's all coming to an end here. It's 11:31, 30 more minutes, actually 28 more minutes right now, before it is a new day, new opportunities Yeshua HaMashiach is going to bring our way. Again, thanks for rocking. Tonight we're back at Money Matters, so we're talking about beating debt and building wealth. Let's just jump right to the investing aspect of the show tonight. Just a rule of investing. Kiss. Most people say kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. I'm never going to call anyone stupid, so I'm going to say keep it simple, silly. That's the first rule to investing. Does not mean that you are silly in any way. If you make a bad investment move or a bad decision, but it just reminds you to keep it simple. If it becomes too complicated, guess what? You might need to just kind of back away, sit down, compose yourself. If it's complicated, then it's a problem. Keep it simple, silly. Never invest purely for tax savings. That's the first thing. A lot of people say, you know, well, we'll do this, do that, you know, write it off, you know, help you to save some money. Then never do anything, you know, just, you know, for a savings, specifically a tax savings. When you think of investing, specifically never buy an investment for tax saving purposes. Never invest using borrowed money. If you borrow some money and you're doing an investment, not a good move, because if it goes bad, you're in more debt than you started off with. You know, you already got debt because of the business itself, but now you have more debt and you owe people that you may not be able to pay, which is going to create a bad situation and pretty much a breakdown in relationships. Most people stop talking. Most people break up for what reason? Not just poor communication. Communication has a lot to do with it, but it's really over money. Diversification, what does it mean? To diversify means to spread around. It simply means to put a little bit here, put a little bit there. That's all diversification means, to diversify. Really, diversification lowers risk. You know, it lowers risk specifically. And we're going to talk about mutual funds, you know, how to kind of diversify with standard mutual funds. But before we go any further, let me bring the Coopologist into the show. Coop, live out of Washington, D.C. What's cracking, my brother?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, bro?
Ain't nothing much, man. I was, you know, just doing my thing, checking out the show tonight, and I hear y'all talking about money, so I think that's a good subject.
Yes, sir. Hey, you have mutual funds, Coop?
Huh?
Do you have any mutual funds?
No, I can't say that I do. Well, I think some of my 401k is in mutual funds. You know how you can select the different things you want to invest in?
You don't remember, Coop? You don't know, Coop?
But I'm not exactly sure. I know some is bonds, some stocks. You know,
okay.
So I kind of like, I put it there and just leave it alone.
Well, the good thing is you got stuff out there in reserve. That's the bottom line. That's the good thing. But a better thing would to know exactly what kind of mutual funds, if it's a mutual fund, and because I only ask you that question specifically, because I know for a fact investment, the whole idea of mutual funds, as I was talking about at the beginning of the show, what is a mutual fund for those who may not know? It's simply investors who have pooled their money to invest. It's a mutual fund. It's a fund of investors who have pooled their money mutually, and they agree on what to invest in. That's all a mutual fund is. A professional portfolio manager manages that pool of money, or that, you know, that fund on behalf of those investors, typically done through a portfolio manager. Diversification is typically broken. broken out in like four different categories, like, you know, 1/4 each, 25% each. It's broken out in growth, which is like a mid cap. It's broken out in growth and income, which is a large cap. And that's typically referred to as the blue chip fund, that growth and income, or that large cap mutual fund. And then there's aggressive growth, which is a smaller cap. And then there's international. It's four specific funds in which you should really look to diversify. And Coop, I would be interested, you know, not to get all in your business, but to know really if you have the blue chip of mutual funds, or if you're working with something that's a little more aggressive, or, you know, a little more mid-tier, or if you're out internationally with your mutual funds. Domir, do you know if you have an international or a blue chip mutual fund?
I do not have neither nor, a blue chip or international.
Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I can say this. I know that everything I have selected was aggressive. I made sure everything I selected was aggressive, and there are some – I did do some aggressive internationals, but I'm not sure about if it's mutual fund parts or not.
Okay.
I have to go check on that part.
Okay. And again, I am becoming more educated. And so let me just say this first and foremost, right? Because I know, you know, voice and my tone and my articulation may make people think I'm an expert in what I'm talking about. And let me be the first to say hell to the no. I am far from being an expert when it comes to mutual funds. I'm really trying to understand them. So when I ask these questions, when I throw it out, it's really not just for the knowledge of the audience, but it's really for my own information because I really want to know, through practical dealings, folks who actually have some experience with this, have you seen the benefits of it? I know what the book says. I know what Dave Ramsey says, but I really want to know, you know, over the course of this time, you know, I earned this, you know, amount of money, you know, based on the percent on that particular mutual fund. So that's why I'm asking these questions. And again, I'm very transparent in all I do, within reason. I don't want anybody to think that I'm an expert at this, although I may sound like I am. I'm not. But I do know that your return comes as value as the fund is increased. I do know that piece. Mutual funds are good long-term investments. You know, it's not something that you're going to see a quick return on, but if you let it sit there, like Coop said, he put it there, he walked away from it. He almost forgot about it. He knows it's growing, and that's all he needs to know is that it's growing. But it's really, really important to know out of, you know, standard mutual fund diversification, you know, if you have, and you heard Coop say it, he said, I'm pretty much sure I have aggressive growth funds. You know, again, there's one, aggressive growth funds. Two, there's international funds. Three, there are growth funds. Four, there are growth and income funds. And those growth and income funds, again, are typically referred to as the blue chips of mutual funds. Toya, do you have any mutual funds?
I do. My 401k is set up as a mutual fund. Actually, over the past few years, unlike a lot of people, I haven't lost a lot of money. A lot of people have lost a lot of their retirement and they have to start over. So I haven't lost a lot of money, and I think it's because I don't have all my eggs in one basket. Like you have to diversify. So you have to put a little bit here and there. Like I don't have everything in the mid cap. I don't have everything in large cap. I don't have everything high risk. It's spread out. So if I'm losing money in one, then I'm gaining money in another. So I think that's one thing people need to make sure they're mindful of is don't put all your money in a specific type of fund. You need to spread it out. You don't want everything in one type of fund. You should spread it out. And then you also need to make sure you, look for something that has a good track record. And I'm sure you probably learned this, Terrence, something that's been established for at least 5 years, but preferably 10 years or longer, and try to find something that's had like 12% growth. So that's something you probably want to look for.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Ben Franklin said, an investment in knowledge always pays the best interest. And that's the only investment that will pay you interest years and years and years and years to come. Here's anticipating Coco Jones. We'll be right back. TM Hom Radio Live. Coco's performing Center Stage Live at the Tampa Improv November 15th. Come out and check out Coco Jones, Anticipating.
My mind, boy, kiss my lips. They're calling you to come to me and do your thing. I love when you look down at me like that. Got me anticipating.
Live at the Tampa Improv, Center Stage Live. The first event is going down Tuesday, October 25th. Second event, Tuesday, November 1st. The finale and the final event is going down Tuesday, November 15th. Coco Jones will be a part of the finale. Come out. She's an awesome artist. We'll be having her on soon. It is 10:45 in New Orleans, 11:45 in Miami. Welcome to the show. You're inside Money Monday, September 5th, 2011. Just want to remind you, again, conservative diversification when it comes to mutual funds, 25% balanced, you know, 25% growth, 25% growth in income, 25% international. You got to do what's best for you. We are not financial advisors on this program. However, you can contact a financial advisor. I would probably go through a friend, someone who has some experience, some highs, some lows, to know the pros and the cons, you know, to mutual funds or investing, you know, overall. Because, again, mutual funds is just only one aspect of investments. There are money market accounts. You got single stocks. You got bonds. You got real estate, you have annuities. You know, I'll tell you, when it comes to real estate, you know, real estate is not a broke man's game, you know. So stay away from that if you don't have any money. And, you know, hands down, single stocks are probably the worst investments to get involved in, you know, based on what I've learned thus far. You know, and just flat out horrible investments. Horrible investments include gold, commodities, you know, and futures. And any kind of day trading, forget about it, leave it alone. Mutual funds are absolutely hands down, you know, I think the best, have the lowest risk. Or disagree? Any perspective on any type of investments at all outside of mutual funds, if they're the best returns for the most part? I know one.
I agree with you. I think a lot of people, because they're not familiar, with the way different types of funds work. You know, everyone's used to hearing the term CD, so they automatically think that a certificate of deposit is good. You know, it's pretty much just a savings account. You're not really earning money back on it. So it's not the best type of investment that you can make, you know. Instead, you can go with a money market mutual fund, and people don't know that. So, you know, because people don't have the knowledge that they need to make good decisions as far as finances are concerned, a lot of times they don't. But, yeah, stay away from things like single stocks and bonds, CDs. Instead of a CD, go with a money market mutual fund. I don't know if you mentioned under the horrible investments, but, you know, buying beneficiaries on life insurance, people still do that, and that's something that you know, you want to stay away from. So, you know, there are things out there that people, because they're not familiar with, they get hoodwinked, bamboozled. You know, you got to read up on some things, find somebody that can teach you, find someone that actually knows that can teach you, not just someone who acts like they know. So.
And what Toya just referred to in reference to third-party purchases of insurance isn't called a vatical. I didn't say nothing about Viagra. I said vatical, viatical, to be correct. Viatical is the proper name. What she just described. So, folks, we're just trying to share with you, you know, what it is that we learn along the way. Because if we can save you some bumps, some bruises, help you to be a little more educated, you know, in the midst, then guess what? That's the whole purpose of the platform. A lot of people go along their way and they find themselves in pits only because nobody told them, nobody shared information with them. And we're trying to beat debt and build wealth. Anyone trying to get rich quick has the wrong idea of what reality is, you know. An old proverb says, you know, a faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Because at the end of the day, it's an unrealistic expectation. To be rich is somebody who's just grinding, somebody who's just paper chasing. It's a difference between paper chasing and chasing paper, right? It's two completely different things. Paper chasing is a circle. You know, it's a circle. And that whole idea of getting rich quick, guess what? It'll never happen. You have to beat that. You got to live sensibly, and you got to live today, You know, you got to live like no one lives today so you can live like no one lived tomorrow. And that's really the bottom line. Thanks for rocking with us. Thanks for rocking with us at 11:50. You want to share, Toya, Miss Finance herself, you want to share any specific tips, anything we haven't touched on tonight?
No, but a good site that people can log on to is Morningstar.com to, you know, check out a few things. I know that some people, when they're looking for mutual funds and, you know, they're not quite sure of who has the best rates or what have you on return, just in general, look for something that usually averages about 12% return. That's a good number to look for. I know that people that are in the military or that have access to USAA, they, unfortunately, I can't get into it, but I know that you can purchase some type of or invest in a mutual fund through them that they give a really good return on. I don't know exactly which one, but I know someone in the military who was actually in a class with me who invested through USAA, and they had a really, really good return. I think it may have been like 15%. And, you know, that's by word of mouth. But, you know, just look around, search, you know, talk to people, find a good financial advisor, somebody who, if they're telling you to put your money somewhere, then it's not something that they'd be afraid to do. So, you know, just look around, talk to people. But definitely, you know, educate yourself some before you just turn all your money over to someone.
No doubt. Hey, we'll be right back. This is going out to Faith. Faith is the president, the newly elected president of NOAA. This is Rua, Eddie James, for my girl Faith. We'll be right back. Hammer Radio Live. Ru-ah! Going out to Faith, newly elected president of Nehemiah's Operation at Hand. You'll be hearing more about Noah in the city of Tampa, Florida. Thanks for rocking with us tonight, everybody. 3 minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. We got Toya live out of Newark, Delaware, in Domare, hanging with us in Chesapeake tonight. Thanks for rocking, as always, everybody. Money Monday, again, we've just been talking about mutual funds, and earlier just shared a few tips. We started off talking about disciplines as well. The first one we shared earlier was, you know, the fact that, you know, as humans, we're kind of programmed to only do one thing at a time, although we often think multitasking is a good thing. Also, measures and scoreboards. When you start actually measuring what you do, people play different when they actually score things. You know, write it down, you know, to actually have people engaged, have the results posted, shoot for something, you know. And that's all we'll share tonight. Go back and check out the podcast. We will pick this up again next Monday inside of Money Monday. Thanks for rocking. Edie, Toya, take us home. If you're there, take us home. It's Dee Dee, be a blessing. I hope you feel better, Miss Willingham.
I can't wait to see the world.
Ah, my pirate friend. That's an inside joke right there.
That's hilarious. What you got, Toya?
Just be blessed.
Good night, everybody. Good night, our pirate
Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.